Saskatchewan Agriculture Crop Report. Producers made the most of the hot dry weather by harvesting as much as possible before thunder and rainstorms rolled through the province on the weekend. Harvest progress is now sitting at 5%, just behind the five-year average, 2017 to 2021, of 8%. The Southwest is leading harvest with 17% of their crop now in the bin, followed by the West Central with 8%. Some producers in the Southeast have begun harvesting earlier seeded crops that matured and they now have 2% of their crop in the bin. The East Central region has 1% of their crop harvested and the northern regions have not yet started harvest operations on a large scale. Producers in the Southwest and West Central are reporting that they are seeing yields well below average. 36% of the winter wheat, 22% of the fall rye, 16% of the field peas, 24% of the lentils and 2% of canola has been combined. Many fields have been swathed and are close to being ready to be combined. There was precipitation in every region this past week with multiple storms bringing rain, hail and wind. The most rain received this week was in the Humboldt area where one crop reporter recorded 83 millimeters. The Broadview area received 65 millimeters, the Vanguard area 30 millimeters, the Saltcoats area 49 millimeters and the Conquest and Deansmore areas received between 1 millimeter to 6 millimeters. Many producers in Crop District 6B, the Saskatoon Outlook region, have received less than 150 millimeters, 6 inches, of rain this growing season and their crops, pastures and hayland have been impacted similarly to last year. There are water shortages across the Southwest and West Central resulting in many producers hauling water and continually testing the water quality of dugouts used for livestock. Rain is now too late for annual crops in the driest areas of the province, although it could benefit cattle by increasing the amount of available drinking water and allowing pastures some relief from the hot dry weather. Cropland topsoil moisture across the province is rated as 3% surplus, 60% adequate, 24% short and 13% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 2% surplus, 58% adequate, 24% short and 16% very short. Crop damage causes this week were attributed to insects such as aphids, diamondback moths and grasshoppers, strong winds, heavy rains and hail. There were several reports across the province concerning hail damage. Some crops only received minor damage and are expected to recover while others were completely cut down. Grasshoppers have caused significant crop damage all season, and producers who are now harvesting report they are dealing with plugged equipment from harvesting fields infested with this pest which creates delays and will require them to clean their seed. Farmers are busy getting equipment and bins ready for harvest, swathing and desiccating crops, and combining where crops are ready. Other producers are waiting for their crops to mature. With harvest underway in Saskatchewan, producers and the public are reminded to exercise caution regarding machinery and equipment moving on major and secondary highways. Concern about fires is very high and farmers should ensure firefighting equipment is properly maintained and close by to stop any combine or field fires from getting out of control. Southeastern Saskatchewan Crop District 1 Carnduff, Estevan, Redvers, Moosomin and Kipling areas, Crop District 2 Weyburn, Milestone, Moose Jaw, Regina and Qu'Appell areas, Crop District 3 ASE, Radville, Minton and Lake Alma areas. Producers in the western half of the region have started their harvest operations. Some areas of the region had ideal harvesting conditions while others had humid, rainy weather that hampered some producers from getting any crop harvested. Most of the region is not yet ready for harvest due to crop maturity being behind normal. However, with the recent hot dry weather in the past 2 weeks, producers have noted that their crops have started to turn more quickly and they are hoping to be harvesting soon. Most of the crop that has been harvested in the region is lentils, field peas and winter cereals. The harvest progress for the region is at 2%, which is behind the regional five-year average of 9%. 33% of the winter wheat, 10% of the fall rye, 8% of field peas and 5% of lentils have been combined in the region so far this year. The region saw some thunderstorms roll through over the past week with some areas receiving large amounts of precipitation while others got nothing or only a few millimeters of rain. The Grenfell area reported 78 millimeters, to the east, the Broadview area reported 65 millimeters and to the west, the Indian Head area reported 30 millimeters. Many parts of the region received 2 to 10 millimeters of rain that did not last long once the heat of the day returned. Regional topsoil moisture conditions are rated as 5% surplus, 83% adequate, 10% short and 2% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 4% surplus, 77% adequate, 16% short and 2% very short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to thunderstorms bringing strong winds and heavy rains that flattened crops in a wide swath as they passed through the region. The storms also resulted in hail, with some producers only seeing minor crop damage and others saw fields get completely hailed out. This is a huge loss to those producers in the region who were expecting above-average crops. Grasshoppers also continue to play a large role in crop damage. Producers are worried about the amount of eggs being laid and what that will mean for next year's growing season. Farmers are busy getting equipment ready, desiccating and swathing crops and combining throughout the sum of the region. Southwestern Saskatchewan Crop District 3ASW, Koronik, Assiniboia and Ogama areas. Crop District 3AN, Gravelberg, Mossbank, Mortlach and Central Butte areas. Crop District 3B, Kyle, Swift Current, Shaunavon and Pontiacs areas. Crop District 4 Consul, Maple Creek and Leader areas. East Central Saskatchewan relatively dry, hot weather has allowed for producers in the southwest to continue their harvest operations without any major delays, with many producers making short work of their crops. Harvest progress is at 17%, just ahead of the five-year average of 15%. Crops in the region have suffered through drought-like conditions all season long, with some areas receiving more rain than last year. Overall, crops will be below to well below average for yield. Lentils, field peas and winter cereals have been harvested so far, with durum and some canola being the next to be combined. 53% of the winter wheat, 50% of the fall rye, 32% of the field peas, 31% of the lentils and 12% of durum have been harvested so far. There were spotty rain showers in the region this past week, with the most precipitation being received in the Vanguard area, which got 30 millimeters, the Mossbank area received 18 millimeters, the Gravelberg area 14 millimeters and the Big Beaver area 3 millimeters. Producers who have started their harvesting operations would like to see the rain hold off until they have finished getting their crop off the fields. Livestock producers would like to see it rain to help keep their pasture from burning up in the heat. Producers are monitoring their livestock watering sources frequently to ensure that the quality and quantity can sustain their herds. With minimal rain and hot weather continuing this week, topsoil moisture continues to deteriorate. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 26% adequate, 36% short and 38% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 23% adequate, 36% short and 41% very short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to drought, wind, and grasshoppers. Some producers who have desiccated or swathed their lentils have noted that strong winds have blown the pods off the lentil plants and have drastically reduced their yields. Farmers are busy getting equipment and bins ready for harvest, swathing crops and combining. East Central Saskatchewan Crop District 5 Melville, Yorkton, Cooper, Kamsack, Foam Lake, Preesville and Kelvington areas. Crop District 6A, Lumsden, Craik, Watrous and Clavitt areas. Overall, crops are still behind in development across the region, with many producers in crop districts 5A and 5B noting they may not see their crops ready for harvest until September. A few producers in crop district 6A have begun their harvest operations and have reported that the crop looks very good. Most are expecting average to above average yields. Harvest progress for the region is at 1%, behind the five-year average of 4%. There was widespread precipitation across the region this past week, with most areas receiving 25 millimeters or more. The Humboldt area received 55 millimeters, the Saltcoats and Lipton areas received up to 49 millimeters and the Rhine and Rama areas received 20 millimeters. There are no widespread concerns about on-farm water supplies in the region for the time being. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 5% surplus, 76% adequate, 16% short and 4% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 77% adequate, 16% short and 7% very short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to crops being lodged by strong winds and heavy rains. Some crops were also damaged by hail, with damage ranging from minor to severe. Producers are hoping for no more hailstorms and that no frost occurs until after they have finished harvest. Farmers are busy hauling grain, getting equipment and bins ready for harvest and starting to swath, desiccate and combine in some areas. West Central Saskatchewan Crop Districts 6B, Hanley, Outlook, Loreburn, Saskatoon and Arley areas. Crop District 7A, Rosetown, Kindersley, Eston, Major. Crop District 7B, Caribert, Macklin, Wilkie and Bigger areas. Another very hot, dry week. Advanced harvest progression throughout the region with 8% of the crop now harvested. This is up from the 5-year average of 5%. Producers are making short work of pulse crops they had desiccated in previous weeks, and they are now starting to swath spring cereals and canola to prep them for harvest. In many parts of the region, crop yields are reported as being below average after crops have once again suffered through an extremely hot dry growing season. 55% of the fall rye, 29% of lentils and 24% of field peas have been combined so far. In addition, 5% of barley and 2% of oats have been swathed. Very few areas of the region received rainfall this past week, which helped harvest continue without delay, but was detrimental to pasture and haylands. Many producers in the region are concerned with how little soil moisture they have. Without several large rainfalls in the fall after harvest is complete, there may not be enough soil moisture next spring to get the 2023 growing season underway. Some of the areas of the region that saw rain are Rosthern, which received 34 mm, Eyebrow and Deansmore with 6 mm, and the Conquest area that received 1 mm. Crop District 6B is one of the driest areas of the province, with most RMs reporting less than 200 millimeters of rain since April 1. Regional cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 36% adequate, 48% short and 16% very short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 30% adequate, 50% short and 20% very short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to drought, heat, wind and grasshoppers. Producers are extremely worried about the number of grasshoppers they are seeing in their cropland and pastures and what next year will look like if conditions once again favor grasshopper development. Farmers are busy getting equipment ready, desiccating and swathing crops and combining in some areas. Northeastern Saskatchewan Crop District 8 Hudson Bay, Tisdale, Melfort, Carrot River, Humboldt, Kinestino, Cudworth and Aberdeen areas. Crop District 9AE, Prince Albert, Choiceland and Paddockwood areas. Harvest has not begun in the region and is likely still 1-2 weeks away for most producers. Crops were hit with another series of storms this past week, which has continued to delay crop maturity. Usually at this time, producers in the Northeast would have 3% of their crop harvested according to the 5-year average. Many producers hope the weather changes and their crops mature quickly to avoid any complications as they head into the fall. The Northeast region was hit by several large storms that brought heavy rainfall, strong winds and hail, which has left some crops damaged. North of the Humboldt area reported 83 mm of precipitation, the Tisdale area 52 mm and the Prince Albert area 43 mm. Producers would like to see a stoppage in the rain until harvest is over. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 3% surplus, 87% adequate and 10% short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 86% adequate and 14% short. There are no widespread water shortages reported in the region, but producers have noted that some sloughs that had water this spring are now drying up. The majority of crop damage this week was due to strong winds and heavy rains lodging crops, as well as hailstorms that resulted in pea-sized to golf ball-sized hail. Crop damage from the hail has been estimated to be as low as 10% for some fields and up to 100% on the hardest hit fields. Northwestern Saskatchewan Crop District 9AW, Shelbrooke, North Battleford, Big River and Hafford areas. Crop District 9B, Meadow Lake, Turtleford, Pearsland, Maidstone and Lloydminster areas harvest has not begun in the region as the majority of crops are maturing very slowly and some producers have begun applications of desiccants on their field peas and lentils. Most of the region saw hot, dry weather this past week and this has helped ripen the crop slightly. Most crops still require a week or more of similar weather to get to a stage where pre-harvest or harvest activities can be carried out. There was very little rain received this week in the northwest region, ranging from 0 to 11 mm in the Livelong area. The Mayfair area received 9 mm and the Spears and Turtleford areas received 6 mm. Producers have noted that pastures throughout the region could use a good rain as they are becoming quite dry in some areas. Cropland topsoil moisture is rated as 7% surplus, 79% adequate and 15% short. Hay and pasture land topsoil moisture is rated as 9% surplus, 73% adequate and 18% short. The majority of crop damage this week was due to wind and some small hailstorms that accompanied the rain showers. Producers have noted that crop disease has been higher than previous years even in fields that had more than one fungicide application. This is likely due to this year's wetter, more humid conditions, favoring disease growth, compared to the previous drier years.